We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Loaded up, Lee, with Joe Biden money, $116 billion worth with a B. Our enemies are on the march, most especially Iran.
Yeah.
Yeah. According to the United Nations nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, that's the International Atomic Energy Agency,
who just watch us while our enemies develop nuclear weapons.
Right, with the money we give them.
Yeah, exactly.
So, or let them have is a better way to put it. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog said Monday, Iran's recent nuclear activity raises eyebrows, saying that Tehran could produce nuclear bombs within weeks. So, I hope, that's good. Good thing that we lifted the missile sanctions. Otherwise, I mean, I don't know how they'd get them there. What, load them up on a ship and send them over to Israel? But this way, because they're now allowed to buy missiles, thanks to Joe Biden, they'll have a really good delivery system for the nukes. So that's good for them. It's good for them. And you actually watch. That's what we do on the show. And it confuses a lot of people when they come in here. No. Joe Biden supports Israel. He said, no, watch what he does. No, he said it doesn't matter what he says. He also says his uncle was eaten by cannibals. I mean, you can only, you know what I mean? You can only take what he says. So seriously, you have to watch what he does. So right now, we have the shocking situation of Iran, according to the UN, who we're always supposed to believe, right, says they're weeks away from having the nukes, given their nuclear activities that are being observed. This would be the time, Lee, to slap the missile sanctions back on Iran and anybody who would sell missiles to Iran. But no, they're allowed to have missiles. What would they want missiles for? I don't know. Did you see Israel take 114 of them raining down on their head from Iran? Maybe that's what they want them for. Yeah. 6 months after we said, yeah, go ahead, buy missiles. It'll be fine. Iran could use some missiles. Yeah, let's just let the sanctions expire.
Yeah, it's the Missile Replenishment Fund.
Yes. And then we made sure they had the money to do it. We lifted the Trump sanctions. So they had $100 billion worth of oil sales. We then went through and went, okay, here's $16 billion worth of oil revenues we've frozen because Iran's a state-sponsored terror. Let's let them have that, too, so they can make sure to have plenty of money to buy the missiles with. It's almost as if they are using the Book of Revelation as a foreign policy guide at the Biden White House. Now, really? Why don't we go ahead and fund Gog and Magog and get it over, all right? Where's Gog? Can we send them some money? Do they need some missiles?
Maybe we need $666 billion to send to somebody.
I swear. So, you know, and you got to love this article. It's a Newsweek, okay? So it's the UN, and they're saying, yeah, hey, Iran's going to have missiles in a few weeks. And then it quotes the Biden administration as saying they are watching closely and very concerned. Well, not concerned enough to put the missile sanctions back on. I mean, I'd love for somebody to ask Joe Biden, should Iran be allowed to have missiles on which to deliver their nukes? Simple question. That's what I'd ask him right now. Yes or no? Should we give them the missiles? Should they be allowed to buy the missiles, say, from, I don't know, one of our other enemies like China or Russia?
North Korea, most likely.
I guarantee he'd say no, but yeah, That's what his administration did. So, I'm at a loss. All of this stuff you're seeing in the Middle East would not be happening had Joe Biden not been elected. I mean, literally all of it, we could trace it all back to the funding. We can trace all of it And still it continues. I mean, I can't imagine if he got four more years. Pause.
Well, if Biden gets four more years, I guess the enemies of this country will be the most profitable organizations in the world.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we're doing here. I mean, we're at the point, and I keep saying this, if you are so fortunate as to become our enemy, you have hit the jackpot. You have reaped the mother load, because we will fund you to make it fair. If you weren't getting funded before and you do something outrageous like kill 1,400 Israeli civilians, you're going to get the money you weren't getting. $9 billion. $9 billion Congress just rewarded Hamas and Gaza with. So I've been having kind of fun with this morning. That's $18,000 for a Gazan family of four as a reward to them for electing the terror group Hamas as their government. Is there a terror group I could vote for? Because for like $18,000, I would do. I mean, like, I might do that. I feel like my vote is kind of useless right now. You know what I mean? Here's a question for it. How about we look at Russia and go, you know, they're doing a really good job in Ukraine. They have conquered so much territory, and it's not fair because they're our enemy too. Hey, let's unfreeze all of those Russian funds we're talking about giving to Ukraine.
Or we could just do what we're doing now, which is to restrict American petroleum production on the market and make the price of oil go up so that Russia benefits. That's where we are.
Texter writes, Dear Ms. Servatius, FYI, the cannibals, Gog and Magog, are controlled by us as well. Signed, sincerely, the FBI. I'm sure the CIA will weigh in soon. So anyway, just laughing at the absurdity of American foreign policy and kind of where we are today.
Yeah, foreign policy is pretty foreign to this administration.
Yeah. And we opened the show with this absolute absurdity. I almost fell off my chair yesterday. I'm sitting here and I see this news report. I'm recording the Battleground America podcast. Mike Johnson, you know, the Republican speaker, he's going to Colombia to confront the pro-Hamas protesters. And I'm like, well, let's see. What have the pro-Hamas protesters done? Chanted death to Israel, threatened Jews, you know, that kind of stuff. But are they actually funding Hamas like you, Mike? No. So who's the biggest Hamas supporter yesterday at Columbia? I would argue it's Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House. Because yesterday, about halfway through the show, I was, you know, reading an Associated Press article and realized a third of the Israeli, you know, aid package is $26 billion. Roughly a third of it is going to Gaza. The elected government of Gaza is Hamas, the terror group that did the October 7th slaughter. Hamas, the government of Gaza, has a 70% approval rating in polling on average. The people who elected them, the Gazans. So Mike Johnson just printed and borrowed from your grandchildren $18,000 for a family of four Gazans, and we're shipping it over there. $9 billion for 2 million people. There's only 2 million of them, Lee. And then this moron, because I don't think he's evil, I think he's just dumb. This moron has the unmitigated gall yesterday. This guy who calls himself our speaker to go to Colombia and confront Hamas supporters. Honey, you're the biggest Hamas supporter there is. You just gave them $9 billion. Did you not read your own bill? And here's the thing, and I want to make this clearly before folks listening, people listening all over the country, before you get so frustrated with the Republican Party that you just give up, understand a majority of Republican Congress members in the House voted no. They got it right. They actually got it right. Mike Johnson teamed up with the Democrats to defeat the majority of his own caucus, to defeat the majority of his own party. So his own party tried to stop him. So fresh from the vote to give Hamas and the Gazans $4,500 apiece, he goes to Colombia to condemn students for supporting Hamas. But there ain't anybody on that campus to give as much money to Hamas and the Gazans as Mike Johnson. So here's this moron yesterday. And even dumber than Mike, there are people even dumber than Mike. The students are protesting Mike. They should be cheering Mike. It's also upside down. Anyway, He tried to speak for 18 minutes, and he got booed and screamed out.
Enjoy your free speech.
Students, some of the student organizers are part of the group called Jewish Voices for Peace.
Anti-Israel encampments are popping up at universities all across this country.
Then he goes on Jesse Waters, Lee. This is the punchline. He goes on Jesse Waters and says, the students are confused if they support Hamas. Mike, you just gave them $9 billion. Hamas controls the entire Gaza. They're the government. You cannot send $9 billion to Gaza without sending it to Hamas.
It was chaos on that campus. I mean, we were looking out to a sea of students' faces with rage. So many of them, Jesse, don't even know what the heck they're talking about. This is not the expression of free speech. It's not the free exchange of ideas in the public square. This is threatening and intimidating Jewish students because of who they are, because of what they believe.
Well, you're funding Hamas, honey, so you tell me. You tell me. Your party tried to stop you. Does he even know? Is he this stupid? Is he literally this dumb? Maybe he is. I don't know. I don't think he's evil. He doesn't come across that way. I'm trying to understand this level of abject stupidity, and I can't. Think about this. $9 billion. Okay, you can't send $9 billion worth of food. It'll go bad. It's 2 million people. I mean, that's enough to feed them for, 5, 10 years? What they're going to do, and a lot of what they send the aid in, Lee, is fuel. They'll send fuel in because that keeps them dug in and fighting Israel. So what he just did was refueled Hamas so they could continue fighting Israel, maybe do another October 7th, something like that. Maybe then Mike can send him more money. Look, I expect this from Chuck Schumer. I don't expect this from us.
I just want to know, this is all politics. Politics is about negotiation. Politics mm-hmm. is about, should be about, you know, each side trying to get what they can and each side also giving up something. That's what's called a bipartisan compromise. Of course, we know that bipartisan compromise in this country is Republicans caving into whatever the heck that Democrats want. But I still want to know, what did the Democrat side give up in this deal, and what did the Republicans get?
You know, I'm glad you asked that, because Ron DeSantis made this point while trashing Johnson 2 days ago from Florida. Was it? Yeah, 2 days ago, I think, from Florida. And he said, I don't understand. Here, take a listen.
The number one issue that our voters wanted them to address is the southern border and the massive influx of foreigners by the millions coming into this country, and we don't know who these people are, and they basically just surrendered on the border. They now have no leverage to do anything on the border. They had an opportunity to insist that Biden accept the border if he wanted all the foreign aid, and they decided to capitulate. And so he got everything he wants, and Republican voters did not get anything with respect to stopping this problem at the southern border. And I just think that we're doing more in Florida to deal with it than the Congress is. I mean, it's just pathetic that that's going on. So I was really, really disappointed to see that they basically capitulated entirely on the border. And at this point, you're not going to see anything done on the border for the rest of this year. What, are we just going to let in another 2 million people and do nothing about it? I think it was a real, real failure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and understand, Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott voted for this mess. So they are pro-Hamas now, too. We have to treat them like the pro-Hamas Democrats. We do. Texter writes, I'm so happy I get to support 9 of Gaza's citizens after I pay my tax bill. Wow, sir, that means you paid $40,000. Ooh, that hurt. That'll leave a mark. And finally, another texter writes, hey, Mike Johnson, how many hostages did we get back for that $9 billion? I don't know. Call Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott's office and ask them, how many hostages did we get back? I mean, for $9 billion, shouldn't we get at least one American hostage back? And don't forget, Hamas killed 30 American citizens on October 7th. And as a reward, we pay them $4,500 a person in Gaza. You can only laugh.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Look, if you had a weird neighbor who walked around telling crazy stories, you could clearly tell where compulsive lies. You ever known anyone like that? They'll say this stuff to you. You had a weird neighbor trying to tell you his uncle got eaten by cannibals. Would you believe that? Of course you wouldn't. If that weird neighbor tried to run for president of the neighborhood association, would you vote for them or someone else? Folks, I think if Joe Biden wandered around a neighborhood telling the stories he tells, I don't think he could get elected president of the neighborhood association. Yet somehow he is president of our country. And so now I don't know if you're following this, after the cannibals lie, his uncle got eaten by cannibals, except the Pentagon said his uncle did not get eaten by cannibals. He's now ticked off the prime minister of Papua New Guinea, who strategically we've been trying to pull them away from China. That's not going to happen now. The prime minister of Papua New Guinea is demanding an apology. And, well, Biden has made such a mess of this that the liberal comedy show, The Daily Show, is now making fun of Joe Biden. Here's how that went.
With Donald Trump trapped in the courthouse, it was a perfect opportunity for Joe Biden to seize the initiative. And hey, man, you got the campaign all to yourself, Mr. President. Time to press your advantage.
The prime minister of Papua New Guinea has angrily denied a false claim by President Biden that his uncle was eaten by cannibals during World War II.
Which were those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. He got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
You're going to lose the election.
Yeah, yeah.
At some point, we all get to an age where we confuse our own life story with the plot of Indiana Jones. It happens.
No, it's true. Yeah. I mean, the man's 80, okay? We all have grandparents who tell crazy stories. Like, my grandfather told me that he once wrestled a mountain lion with his bare hands.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and my grandfather told me that he cheated on my grandmother through their entire marriage and had a second family. Get out of here, Grandpa, you goofball!
It didn't stop there. They continue making fun of Joe Biden. You hear what he said? You're going to lose the election. Yes. In a normal country with a functional media, nobody like this would have even been elected to the Senate. Here's the rest of the liberal Daily Show. This is a liberal comedy show making fun of Joe Biden for claiming his uncle was eaten by cannibals.
Americans are in no position to criticize how anyone else eats, okay? These cannibals eat people. Yeah, well, you know what? We eat Subway sandwiches to lose weight.
Right? Would a cannibal even eat people out of a wreckage? I mean, that's like their version of eating roadkill.
Yeah, I know. You want to eat like pasture-raised, grass-fed humans. And by the way, I know the prime minister was upset, understandably, but hey, if someone accused my country of being cannibals, I just run with it. Like, don't f*** with us or we'll put your d*** on a Kaiser roll.
Yeah. That's fair. That's fair. Anyway. Biden apologized to the Papua New Guinea prime minister by inviting him to a dinner with Pete Buttigieg, who will be served over rice with a balsamic reduction. So, yeah.
Jonathan Turley losing it. Yesterday on Laura Ingraham, liberal law professor voted for Hillary, saying this Trump case is a farce. It is so ridiculous now in court in New York. that the opening statements occurred and no one delineated, no one specified what the crime exactly was. That is not an accident. That's on purpose. The idea is to confuse the jury. Trump did bad stuff. Vote to convict. Okay, wait, hold on. What law did he break? Oh, look over there, a squirrel. Have you seen the Access Hollywood video? He's a bad guy. Yeah, okay, but what law did he break, though? It's got to be law. I mean, I know in, like, say, Stalinist Russia, there doesn't have to be law, but, like, now here in America, there has to be a law you broke. You can't just get a conviction if you can't. Well, I'll let Turley explain.
This case is quickly becoming incomprehensible. I mean, the newest theory that they gave just as the trial was starting is that we have another dead misdemeanor. And the misdemeanor is that Trump conspired by promoting his own election unlawfully. But they don't explain really where the unlawful part is. They also don't explain how denoting this as a legal expense later affected the 2016 election. It just doesn't seem to matter to anyone in that courtroom that this is utter nonsense and that this is not a campaign violation in terms of contributions. The federal government did not believe there was grounds to charge anything in this case. Many experts reject that whole concept.
So, like, the court standard where you have to say, like, what is the illegal thing besides just you hate Trump? Pretty important court standard. Seems to have been thrown out the window here.
And so what we're watching here is something that I've never seen the likes of. I mean, the judge is allowing this farce to unfold in his courtroom, and everyone just seems to be treating this like they're actually trying a known crime. When you have people still debating, not just on this network, what the crime was that Trump was trying to conceal, it's something that's out of a Fellini movie. It's just crazy.
Professor, what would you say? Let's say you were
yeah. So, meanwhile, yesterday, Fox News, Democrat attorney, former chief counsel to the Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee, Julian Epstein, went on the Brian Kilmeade show and used the word Stalinist to describe this trial for the same reason. Now they're throwing out there, oh, there's anyways another crime. It's another misdemeanor. What's the statute? Well, it's the cover-up. Cover-up. Mm-hmm. It's a cover-up. Cover-up of what? Well, he covered stuff up so he could interfere with the election. Okay, all right. Give us a there is none. You know what this is like? Do you know what this reminds me of? When they would say Trump was guilty of Russia collusion. He was guilty of collusion with Russia. Collusion sounded like a crime, didn't it? Didn't it sound like, oh, you colluded. You're a collusionist. A collusioner. Wow. That sounds like lawbreaking, right? Well, collusion with Russia is not illegal. Not that Trump did it. Hillary did, but not that Trump did. Oh, he's guilty of collusion. Wow, is there a, how many years you get for that? None? Because there isn't? There's no, yeah. They're doing that again. They're trying, oh, he colluded to influence the election. Well, is that illegal? Well, no. Here's from the transcript. Normally, I like to play the video, the audio for you so you can hear it, but this audio is very fuzzy and it's going to mess with your world if I, so I'm going to read the transcript. Normally, I don't ask you to believe my reading of the transcript because nobody believes anything anymore. But anyway, here's the transcript. This is from the Brian Kilmeade radio show yesterday. Again, this is Democrat attorney, voted for Joe Biden, and was the counsel for Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee. His name is Julian Epstein. Epstein says, quote, this is an outrageous case. It's an embarrassment to the legal system that the case is being brought. The notion, the theory that we heard Monday from the prosecution, that this is about election interference because the Trump campaign was trying to suppress bad stories. Suppressing bad stories is not election interference. Everyone does it. Yeah. Joe Biden? Oh, that laptop? No, that's Russian. Ask my 51 friends in the intelligence community who are lying for, I mean, who signed that letter lying. I mean, who, yeah, look, there, a squirrel. Election interference. Wouldn't that be like when Hillary paid a foreign government for the Steele dossier, except paying a foreign government with your campaign funds is illegal. It's a felony. Sort of cover up the felony. her campaign committed. She committed a couple of misdemeanors, lying that it was legal expenses. Yeah, those, and then paid a fine to the FCC for them, but never was prosecuted, weirdly, like that, because that's exactly what Trump is being accused of, is trying to cover up a hush money payment to Stormy Daniels as a legal payment. In other words, exactly what Hillary did. They always get you for what they did. The problem is, for their point of view, the payment didn't come till 2017. If you remember, the election was in 2016. See, that math doesn't work unless you're in Common Core, in which case it might. Anyway, non-disclosure agreements are perfectly legal, he says, and they are. So what he did was he paid, allegedly, the porn star to not talk about the affair they allegedly had. Again, not illegal. So you got to get him on a process crime. You got to get him on, like, you know, business something. If suppressing bad news were election interference, then what would one say? Julian Epstein says, again, he is a Democrat and voted for Joe Biden. If suppressing bad news were election interference, then what would one say about the Biden campaign in 2020 that actively used all of its resources to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop case? Yes, thank you. I mean, that was much more serious implications in terms of the election that the alleged affair than that the alleged affair Donald Trump had. The alleged affair with Trump in 2016. You know, everything falls apart, Brian. I mean, the idea that this was election interference, the conduct, the election occurred in November of 2016. The conduct in question here, namely the record keeping and the failure to disclose this, if there was any obligation as a campaign contribution, all occurred in 2017. So in other words, if it occurs in 2017 to cover it up, well, then I mean, like, how the election's over, he's already president. It's just crazy. He went on to say, this is Stalinist. This is, you know what they're doing? They're taking the Access Hollywood tape. You know, the one where Trump says, if you're rich and famous, women like you to, you know, grab them and blah, blah, blah. And they just want to play that. Well, how's that relevant? It's not. They don't have any evidence from this case. So the judge is like, okay, you can't play the Hollywood Access tape, but here you can use the transcript. Why? They have no evidence for this case. So they're like, they're just going to do a Trump is bad. Here's exhibit A, B, and C. Hey, convict him of what? Oh, I don't know, something. Again, when you have the Democrats' own attorney saying this is Stalinist, you know what it means? This is Stalinist. Good morning. Formally indicting. I'm inviting. So. Hard to transition sometimes from all the Trump tomfoolery there. All right. Want to invite William Timmons to debate with our team at WORD. He accused his competitor in the District 4 race, Adam Morgan, of not being willing to debate him with us here, me and Charlie, as the host of the debate. That was really shocking to us since we've been trying to get the two of them together to debate, and Timmons has refused to do that. He says we're not fair. So just to be clear, we have offered Mr. Timmons that we will not come up with the questions. We'll have a neutral third party come up with the questions, and we will sit, me and Charlie, and we will read them. And that's it. That's all we'll do. So we're going to keep it straight down the middle. I know you'd like to. I'd love to hear a debate between the two of them. So we had pretty much given up on a debate happening because Timmons had refused to do it. So we were shocked over the weekend to find Timmons on Twitter saying that Morgan had refused to debate with WORD as the host. So then we went, cool, because it sounds like Timmons wants a debate now. So I just give us the date and we'll do it. And again, look, I get it. I don't have a dog in that fight. I don't. So, and I don't care. We will find a third party. They can write the questions. Neither of you get to see them beforehand. And I'll read it. I'll stick to the script. Whatever that person wants to ask and feels is relevant, or if you want a committee or something, I don't know. And maybe we can do what we usually like to do, which is to let the audience submit questions at the end. We just take them and reread them and let the chips fall where they may. So I was thrilled to see that Timmons, again, is accusing Morgan of not being willing to debate him when we've been unable to get Timmons to debate him. So we should be able to work this out like adults. I want to do a debate. I think the district would like to hear a debate. And last night, Adam Morgan challenged Timmons to a debate hosted by Charlie and myself. So, and you're just, you know, given our 100,000 watts, you're just not going to get a bigger audience for that debate than you are right here. And I have always, look, to Timmons' credit, and I'm going to give him credit. He was on this show last week answering to, you know, the whole story, the allegations about the TSA and the airport and all of that. So Timmons has been good. He has, to his credit, been very good at coming on my show and coming on Charlie's show and answering the tough questions unscripted. He has. So I think he should show up and I think he should debate Morgan. I'd like to hear from both of them. And here's the other reason I want to hear from both of them. Timmons has done a lot of, believe it or not, a lot of good things up there. He has. There have been a lot of good votes by Timmons up there. I mean, for the most part, his is a pretty good voting record. He should come and defend it. I am committed to doing whatever it takes to make it fair, including we won't even come up with the questions. We'll just read them. So look, let's all hold hands, sing kumbaya, have a debate. And again, to Mr. Timmons, come defend your record. Record's not bad. I'd defend it. I'd be proud of it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.